This week's parasha, Parashat Vayakel, begins with a tzivui about keeping Shabbat. Vayakel Moshe et kodat bnei Yisrael v'yomer alehem, ela advarim shetziva Hashem la'asot otam. Sheshet imim ti'ase melacha, uv'yom ha'shvi yeh lachem kodesh, Shabbat Shabbaton la'Hashem, kol ha'asevo melacha yumat, lo tevaru eish b'chol moshavotichem b'yom ha'shabbat. And even though from here on to the end of the parasha, the Torah will be discussing the practical avodah, the melacha, the mishkan. The Torah here, in the introduction to this parasha, talks about Shabbat, which is, of course, not very clear why Shabbat is mentioned here, especially when you realize that Shabbat was already mentioned once before in the context of the mishkan. If you go back to Parashat Ki Tisa, what we read yesterday, you'll see that right before Chete Egel, at the end of all the commandments and all the mitzvot and about the Mishkan, Hakadosh Baruch Hu teaches us about Shabbat there too. So you see that there is a special connection between the Mishkan and Shabbat, which is mentioned in Parashat Ki Tisa. And yet, in this week's Parasha, again, we are repeating the mitzvah of Shabbat. What happened in between? That's probably part of the answer. What happened between last time we spoke about Shabbat and this time we spoke about Shabbat? Chayta Egel. Chayta Egel is the entire parasha that occurs between last time we read Shabbat and this time we read Shabbat. As if we have the week in between two Shabbatot. The first Shabbat was this kind of ideal Shabbat, this ideal of building a Mishkan, bring together Kedushat Hazman and Kedushat HaMakom, Shabbat, Mikdash. The Kohen will be the Kedushat HaAdam, bringing all the Kedushot together into one place. That was where we left off right before Chet Egel, last week's parasha, in Ki Tisa. This kind of ideal, where everything is perfect. However, between last week's parasha and this week's parasha, we have a crisis. We have a nifilah, we have Chet Egel. Interestingly enough, the Torah, as if, picks up from the same place it left off last time. We go back to talking about Shabbat. We go back talking about the Mishkan, which seems, as I said before, repeating itself. For what reason? However, as we just said, the reason maybe is because after a crisis, after nifilah, the Torah wants us to realize that we have to go back to the place we were before. Sometimes after great crises happen in our lives, it's very hard to continue. It's very hard to pick up. It's very hard to realize, to look back at some idea that we were talking about. The idea of Mishkan, the idea of Shabbat, of Kedushat HaZman, Kedushat HaMakom, these are ideas that seem so far from us. We just had Chet Egel. We fell so far from where we were. Could be that that's why this week's parasha picks up from there and says, Lamrot zot, ve'af al pi chein, we have to still continue going back to the ideals of what we mentioned before, and not to give up to despair, and to try to continue to live up to those dreams and ideals that we had last week. Even with a crisis, we have to pick ourselves up and continue following our dreams and our hopes to reach that this idea of Kedushat HaMakom and Kedushat HaZman. Shavua Tov. Good week, everyone.